We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Menachem Yaakov ben Perachos Eliyo. We are in Chulin Perakei Mishnah Aleph, the Perak Osov Es Beno. This Perak will teach us about the halachos that are derived from Vayikra Chov Beis, where the Torah says Vishor Oseh Osov Es Beno, an ox or a sheep, the Oso, the parent, Es Beno, and the offspring Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. You're not permitted to slaughter both of them on the same day. So we learn from here that according to everybody, although it says Oso in masculine, this is a reference to the mother, and Beno is a reference both whether the male or female offspring. And the reason why we assume that Oso is a reference to the mother primarily is because we assume that Beno Karuch Achareha, which is the fact that the offspring is tied, is bound, and for in terms of nursing and care, to the mother more than the father. And therefore, Oso Ves Beno, when we're speaking about a relationship between parent and child, we're referring primarily to the mother and the child. So it would be a mother with a female, or the mother with a male. Nonetheless, there are those who claim that Osova Espino should include the father as well, include males, and therefore the halacha is that misafek, out of doubt, the halacha will apply even to the father and the offspring as well. Now, Osova Espino goes the other way as well. It's not Osova Espino. It's not just where you shecht the mother and then the child and the offspring, but it's also Benova Oso. So if you shecht the offspring first, there's still a prohibition to shecht the mother. It goes in both ways. That's still the law of Osova Espino. So the Mishnah says like this. Osova Espino, noheg ba'aretz, bein ba'aretz, bein mechutzal aretz. First halacha is that this prohibition of slaughtering the parent and the offspring on the same day, that applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but applies in the Chutz La'aretz as well. This is a chovas haguf. We call it an obligation on the body. It's not a chovas hakark. It's not related to the land at all. And therefore, it will apply even in the Chutz La'aretz. And bifnei habayis, v'shalo bifnei habayis. And it applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Well, there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not related at all to the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. A bechulin uva mikdashin, and it applies not only to animals that are chulin and are not holy, but it applies to karbonos as well. So that would mean that if we speak about a karbon, so you have animals that are designated a karbon, and it will even apply. Well, let's say one animal is a karbon and one animal is chulin. That if it's osoves v'no, let's say you designated the mother as the karbon and the child is born, the child is chulin. That's also prohibited. Where do we see this? So the pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Beis, Shor o chesef o eiz ki yivaleid, and then it mentions at the end of that pasuk Yeratzeh the karban ishel Hashem. So it's speaking about an ox or a sheep or a goat that's born, and it is something that is designated as a karban. And right after that, it says v'shor ose osoves bismeno lo sishchatu biyom echad. So you see from here that it applies. It's, you mentioned karban ishel, and then you mentioned osoves bino right afterwards. So that means that osoves bino will apply not only to chulin, but it will apply to karbonos as well, because the that precedes it said the karban ishel Hashem, and then we mention osova espino. And now we said it will apply whether both animals are kachim, both animals are chulin, or one's chulin and one's kachim. Kate says the Mishnah now will explain how this plays itself out. Hashochet osova espino chulin bachutz. Shnehem k'shem. We're going to have several permutations of this prohibition, and we'll understand. Once we understand the principle, we'll be able to easily plug it in to every case under the sun, and that will be in Mishnah Aleph and in Mishnah Beis, which continues as well. So here we have the first case: person shechs osov es beno, where both animals are chulin, and it's done outside of the Azara. So here, outside the Azara, no problem with Chulin. Chulin is supposed to be shechted outside the Azara. So says the mission, in fact, Shneim Ksherim. Both animals are kosher. They're both Chulin, both shechted outside the Azara, which is where they're supposed to be shechted. The only problem is that you shechted Osoves Beno. So you violated the Isser, but we don't say that the meat is Osser. The meat's Motor Ba'achila. You did Shechita properly, although you violated the Isser of Osoves Beno. There are those who claim that the meat, although it's mutter, it should not be eaten on that very day that it shechted. That's a knas that the Chachamim gave, a penalty, so we don't get hana, pleasure, from a masa iser. So that's where there's an opinion like that. But either way, Shecht osoves beno two chulin animals outside the azara, they're both kosher. But vahasheni, but the person who shechted the second animal, whether it's the same person or a different person shechted the second animal, that's prohibition also. It's not just one person. If one animal was shechted, and you can't by Reuven, Shimon's not allowed to shecht the other animal. So the halach is whoever shechts the second animal, sofeg es ha'arboim, sofeg literally means to absorb. It's a language we use to describe Malkos. Sofeg es ha'arboim, he gets the 40 lashes, as we know, it's 39 lashes, because he's the one who violated osov espino. The one who shechted the first animal hasn't done anything wrong, because it wasn't osov espino yet. You didn't shecht the offspring yet. So there, or the, if you shecht the child, and you didn't shecht the parent yet. So the second person, the shechita, is going to receive the Malkos. Now, case two, kachim bachutz. Let's say you have a case of someone who shechts osov espino. It's karbanos animals that were designated as karbanos, and he does it outside the azara. So outside the azara, that's an isser kares to shecht a karban outside the azara. So it says the Mishnah, harishon chayev kares. The one who shechts the first animal is going to be chayev kares because he shecht kachim bachutz. Well, what about the second person? Didn't he shecht kachim bachutz as well? So the answer is no. He is pater from kares. Why? Because once the first animal was shechted, the second animal is not fit to be shechted today in the Beis HaMikdash because there's an osov espino problem. So once you shechted the first animal and you shechted it, you did the Isser Kare, shechted the carbon outside, so there's no Isser of osov, that second animal is not fit to be brought as a carbon because it's an Isser of osov espino that you can't shecht it today anyway. So since this carbon is pasul, now it's not pasul, I could do it tomorrow. No, but it says the mechusas man. What's the mechusas man? He who shechted it, it's mechusas man, is the fact that it lacks. Let's say, for example, you have an animal. We say uvayom hashmini. You could only shecht an animal on its eighth day. Shecht an animal when it's 6 days old. That's what we call mechusas man. It has yet to reach its time, that the requisite time that where you're permitted to shecht it. So that's a pasul carbon. So the same thing here. This second animal that was shechted, that's a pasul carbon because you can't shecht it to tomorrow because of the sova espino, because you shechted the mother today. So therefore, since you shechted a pasul carbon, you're not chayiv kareis for shchutei chutz. You're only chayiv shchutei chutz shechting an animal outside for if it's kachim that are fit to be brought inside, and we learn that in the 13th perek of Zvachim. So, but the Mishnah still says in this case ushneim psulim, both animals are pasul because they were shechted outside. It's true the second one you're not chayv karetz, but still pasul shechted outside ushneim sofkim es arboim, and both receive makos. Now the first person we said is chayv karetz. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is this is a general halacha we learn in the third perek of makos, and that is if let's say someone warned this person, you know, if you shecht that animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayv malchus. Now, such a person would be chayv kares if they did it b'mezin. But here he was warned for malchus, kares Hashem gives, malchus the Beis Din can give. If you're warned for malchus and you receive the malchus actually can rid the person of the Isser kares. So if there was a hasro, a warning for malchus, you'll get malchus for that. And who, the first person will get malchus? Because although he's chayv kares, he was warned to get malchus. And the second person is certainly only getting malchus because he's not going to be chayv kares. So what? Why is he getting malchus? He's the second one. He's the osov espino person. So in this case too, you have two. Let's assume it's one person. Make it easier. You have a person who shechted kachim bachutz. So both animals. There is going to be an iser. We gave the example of two different people. Okay, two different people. You have two the karbanos. It's osov espino. So the person who shechts the first one is chayev kares, but he'd be chayev malchus if you warned him. And the second person is not chayev kares at all because there's no prohibition of shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash because that carbon is mechusas man. It can't be shechted. It's pasul. Because it's an osov espino problem. Okay, both carbonos are pasul and both get malchus, the first one, assuming you warned him for malchus. And if not, then he'd be chayiv kares. How about next case, third case, chulin bifnim. Here you have two animals that are chulin. Okay, chulin, that means they're not kashim. They should be shechted outside. But he who shechted them in the azara, shechting chulin in the azara does not give you malchus, and nor does it give you dkares, because there is only a positive commandment that chulin be shechted outside. In Devarim Yud Beis, it says, Kirchak Mimcha Makom, when you're far away from the Beis HaMikdash, Vizavachta. So then you're allowed to shecht. What is the Derasha we learn from there? Berichuk Makom Atazoveach. Viatazoveach Bikiruv Makom. Which means that when you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, okay, I mean, what does that mean? If it's not a Karban, if it's a Chulin, so you shecht outside. But the positive commandment, please shecht it outside. There's no isser to shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash. There's an isser aseh. It's a positive commandment to make sure to shecht the chulin outside. So therefore, there's no malchus. So here, in a case where it's two animals that are chulin, and they shecht them, also one or two people, oso ves benot, some mother and offspring. Both shnei pslum, both are aser bahana, because chulin that shechted in the azara is usher, so that's certainly they're going to be puzzle. V'hasheni sog v'esofeg z'arbam. Only the person who shechted the second animal gets malchus, because he violated osoves b'no. But the first person who shechted in the azara, chulin in the azara, there's no malchus for that. There's kares for shechting a carbon outside the azara. There's no kares or malchus for shechting chulin inside the azara. Next case, kachim bifnim. Two animals are karbanos, osoves b'no, and they were shechted in the right place in the azara. So harishon kosher, the first one is perfectly kosher. It's a karban shechted in the azara. Very nice. Upater, and the person who shechts it is pater. Didn't do anything wrong. The no avera v'hasheni, but the one who shecht the second karban inside, the karban was shechted properly inside. But sofek zarbam, he gets malchus. Why? Because osoves b'no, because he wasn't allowed to shecht it. And upasal, and the korban that was shechted by the second person is also pasal. Why is it pasal? Because it's b'chusus man. It wasn't fit to be sacrificed today, you couldn't shecht it today because you shechted the mother today. So it's lacking in time, therefore it's disqualified. Parakei, Mishnah Beis continues. How about chulin v'kachim b'chutz? To make it more complicated, here you have, where to know, so vespino, one of the animals was chulin, was not designated as a carbon. The second animal was designated as a carbon. And you shechted them bachutz outside. The first animal was chulin, which is allowed to be shechted. It's supposed to be shechted outside. And the second animal is kachim, but then that was shechted outside as well, which normally should be shechted inside. Harishon kosher. So the first animal is perfectly kosher. Why? It was chulin, and it was shechted outside, and it was the first animal. Ooh, pater. And the one who shechted his pater, he hasn't done any avera. Vasheni, the one who shechted the second animal, which is the kachim animal, which was shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash, sofeg es ha'arboim, he is going to get malchus because of osov espino, but upasal, and the animal is pasal like kachim that were shechted outside the azara, but there is no kares, because the karban he shechted was b'chusus man, was not really a kosher karban anyway. So you're not going to be chayv kares for shechting it outside. Nonetheless, it is pasal for shechting it outside. Kachim v'chulin b'chutz. How about this one? The first animal was a karban animal. The second animal is a chulin animal, and it was shechted outside the azara. So harishon chayv kares. The one who shechted the first is a chayv kares. There was a karban. It was a kosher karban. That was the first one you shechted, and you shechted it outside the azara, chayv kares. Upasol, and that karban, of course, is pasul, because it was shechted outside the azara. Vahasheni, and the second animal, which is a chulin animal, non-holy animal, and when you shechted outside, like you shechted the first one. So kosher, that animal was completely okay, because it's chulin, it's kosher, but that's still an Isra of Osov Espinoe. You weren't allowed to shech that second one. Ushneim Sofkin is Harbat, and both get Malkus. Now, the first one we know is Chayiv Kari. So what does it mean he gets Malkus? It means if you warned him, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus, you'll get Malkus, and Hashem will put aside the kares. And the second one, of course, gets malchus, although the carbon is kosher. And it was chulin shechted outside, but it was shechted after the mother was shechted, or it was shechted after the child was shechted, so you violate osov espino. Next case, chulin v'kachim bifnim. Here, the first animal that was shechted is a chulin animal. Ooh, you shechted it inside the azara. That you're not allowed to do. But that's not an iser karis. That's only a violation of an aseh. You're supposed to shecht it outside, but you shecht it inside. Second animal is kudshim. And you shechted that inside. And that is supposed to be shechted inside. The problem is, that animal should not be shechted today because it's a soves b'no. So here you have chulin v'kachim bifrim, shechted inside the azara in the Beis HaMikdash. First chulin, then kachim, shneim psulim. Both animals are pasul. The first one is zasa b'hana because it was chulin that was shechted inside the azara, which you not have done. And the second one is a karbon pasul. Ah, you shecht it in the proper place? Yeah, but it's mechusus man. It's lacking in time. It can't be brought today because of osova espino. V'hasheni esofeg esar barm. The first one doesn't get malchus because you don't get malchus to shecht in chulin inside the azara. That's only an aseh. The second person has violated osova espino by shechting the kachim inside because after the mother was shechted, although you shechted in the proper place, it's mechusus man and osova espino. You violated osova espino. You get malchus. Kachim v'chulin b'frim. Next case. You have kachim. The first animal is karbanos, and that's shechted inside. And then the second animal is chulin, also shechted inside. So the first karban, first animal, kachim inside. That's perfectly okay. Harishon kasher u'pater. It's kasher. You didn't do anything wrong. V'hasheni, the one who shechted the chulin inside. Now, chulin shechting inside, that's the wrong place. But it's only an aseh. But also, you weren't allowed to shecht it. Why? Because osov esbeno. V'asheni, sofeg esar boim. He violates osov esbeno, so he gets malchus. Upasol, and the animal is also pasol, osor b'hana, because it's chulin that was shechted in the azara. So that disqualifies the animal. You're not allowed to get hana from it. Chulin b'chutz u'bifnim. Now we mix it up a little bit more. Here you have a chulin animal, osova espino, which means there are two of them. Both are chulin, but one you shecht outside, the first one, and the second you shechted inside. So let's think about this. Chulin bachutz, that's what you did with the first animal. Harishon kasher, repater. That's fine. Chulin bachutz, that's what we're supposed to do. But then the next animal was also chulin, and you shechted that bifnim. So what happens to that? Well, that's only an aseh to shech chulin inside, but it's also the osov espino. So this malchus v'hasheni sofeg es ha'arbon upasol, and it's also pasol because chulin that was shechted in the azar, although it's only an aseh, it disqualifies the animal. It can't get a hanah from it. Kodshim bachutz ubifnim. Now here we have both animals are karbanos, and the first animal you shechted outside. Oh, that's a big problem. Ubifnim, and the second animal you shechted inside, and that's where it belongs. But that's osov espino. So harishon chayiv karis. The first one is chayiv karis because you shechted a karbon outside the azara. Ushneihem psulim, and both karbanos are pasul. Why? Well, the first one is pasul because it was kachim shechted outside the azara. That's a no-brainer. And the second one is pasul. Why? Because it's mechusus man. It's not roy to be brought today because it's osov espino. You have to wait till tomorrow. So therefore, shechting that animal today makes it possible. Ushneim sofkim esarbam, and both get malchus. Now, the first person would only get malchus if he was warned for malchus because he really is chayiv karis, shechting a carbon outside. And the second one is getting malchus because he's the one who violated osov espino. That's where you had two kachim animals. First shechted bachutz, second shechted bifnim. How about chulin bifnim uvachutz? Here, both animals are chulin, but the first one you shechted inside and the second outside. Here, harishon pasul, it's asr bahana because you shechted it inside. It's not kares, not even malchus. You get, it's an aseh, but nonetheless, it is asr bahana because you shechted chulin inside. And so that's possible. Upater, but there's you didn't violate any malchus. There's an isser aseh as we explained. Vasheni, and the second person who shechted the second chulin animal where outside, sofeges harboim. But v'kasher, he gets malchus because of sofeges b'no. But it was a chulin animal, shecht it outside where it belongs, so the kosher. So that's going to be kosher. You may have violated osov espano, but the animal is mutar ba'achila. Then the Mishnah says, kachim b'finim v'achotz. How about this? You have two carbon animals, and osov espano, the first you shecht it inside. Oh, that seems to be fine. Uvachotz, and the second one you shecht it outside. So harishon kosher pata. The first one, perfectly okay. It's kosher, and you pata, you didn't do any adera. It was kachim that you shecht b'finim. The second animal, which is a carbon animal, you shecht it outside. So vahasheni sofeg es ha'arboim. Number one, you're going to get malchus because you violate osov espano upasel, and the animal is pasel as well because it's kachim that was shechted outside. Now there is no kares. Why? Because since it's osov espano, it's not roi to be brought as a korban, and therefore you won't be chayev kares for kachim shenishchadu b'chutz. It just becomes pasel for being shechted outside.